to this very special PSD cast, sponsored by Pacific Power Source and presented by Power Systems Design. I'm your host, Jason Lumberg, and today we're talking about a regenerative AC grid simulator that combines an AC source, DC power supply, and electronic load in a single unit. The AGX series from Pacific Power Source uses advanced silicon carbide power devices, is good for a wide range of AC and DC power test applications, and I understand the company will be showing off the series in a little while at APEC. And on the line to discuss it is Pacific Power Source's Director of Marketing, Herman Van Eichelenberg. So, Herman, thanks for joining us. And can you tell us a little bit about Pacific Power Source?
Yes, thanks, Jason. Thanks for having me. I certainly can. Pacific Power Source is a manufacturer of programmable AC power sources, although most of our newer products do both AC and DC these days, of course. But we started out in the early 70s, so we've been at this for quite a long time, and continually try to come out with advanced and new products that meet the current and future demands of our customer base. So our customers are very loyal. They've been with us for decades, and their needs are evolving, of course, as technology evolves. And so we try to keep up with that and continuously try to innovate our designs and come out with competitive and high-performance products in the programmable AC power space, with more and more an emphasis on AC, DC, and more recently also on some load capabilities driven by some regenerative capabilities that some of our newer products are now incorporating.
Okay, now, and beyond what I mentioned in the intro, what's the impetus behind the regenerative AC grid simulator? Why is it so necessary in today's environment?
Well, the demand is really driven by the need, of course, for having renewable energy sources going forward. So we're trying to, as a society, we're trying to go to more renewable sources of energy. That means a lot of devices that are connected to the grid nowadays are capable of generating power as well, not just consuming power, but also generating power. And that means that if you're testing these products with a programmable power source, it should be able to not only supply power to the unit under test, but also absorb power from it. And historically, conventional AC power sources did not have that ability. They're designed to basically drive and support a load. So they're generally unidirectional in that they put power out at the output. But as I said, a lot of newer type of loads that are being developed and deployed are bidirectional in nature. So a good example, of course, is that comes to mind are PV inverters that people can have in their homes that generate power when the sun is out. They can use that power for their own needs, but they may not always need all that power. And when it's excessive power that is not needed by the homeowner, that power can go back on the utility grid. So those kinds of loads that are bidirectional in nature and not only absorb power but can also generate power, will, if you want to test those and certify those and qualify those, you would need a bidirectional AC source. You could do it with a conventional AC source and an additional load in parallel, but that would obviously be less energy efficient, if you use a conventional resistive load or even a conventional electronic load, you'd be dissipating that power, and that, of course, goes against the need for energy conservation and energy savings. So whereas a regenerative AC source, when it's basically sinking power instead of sourcing power, would return that power in turn back to the grid as well, just like a PV inverter would do. So it kind of all adds up in that sense in terms of more efficient use of power and also being able to test a wider range of loads that are not just unidirectional but also bidirectional in nature. So that's really the big driver in this day and age. And of course, there are more and more examples of those kinds of loads that are being deployed. And another good example that comes to mind is the electric vehicle charging systems that are out there. A lot of them, especially the onboard ones and some of the home-based systems, are now being designed to be bidirectional in nature, so that when you're not really charging the car because it's already charged and you have a power outage, you could conceivably use the energy stored in your EV's battery to power your house. And in order to do that, your level 2 charger would have to be bidirectional. And so more and more of the home chargers are now coming out that are vehicle to grid or vehicle to home. or vehicle to X, as it's called, that are bidirectional in nature as well. So again, testing those kinds of products, qualifying them for EMC compliance, a lot of those requirements now will need a bidirectional source to do all that instead of a conventional unidirectional source. So there's a lot of newer technology out there, newer products, and the desire to save energy and have a distributed grid infrastructure that is driving the demand for regenerative AC sources.
That makes sense. Well, how does it integrate silicon carbide, and you know, what do these devices add to the AGX series?
Well, the newer technology that's you know, driving power conversion in the last 10 years has been silicon carbide and gallium nitride, and both have pros and cons, but in general they have benefits over the more traditional FETs or IGBTs that were used in the last several decades that had a significant impact on the power industry, obviously, as well. But they had certain limitations in terms of voltage and current and temperature range. Silicon carbide has some unique advantages in the sense that it can handle higher voltages, so we can actually have higher output ranges, and that helps with especially higher power products that generally have to support higher voltages than lower power products. It also allows us to run at higher temperatures, so we can push it further, and we've always had the requirement to push the capabilities of the power device we use to the max without affecting quality and reliability over time. But having higher margins and higher temperature ranges can push what we do further. And another advantage of the higher power capabilities of silicon carbide is that we can package our units in a smaller form factor and still maintain very high power output. For example, our new AGX series bidirectional regenerative AC sources we are launching has the ability to put out 21 kilowatts of power in a single rack mount unit that's only 4U high or 7H tall. So you can package a lot more energy density than was prior possible with conventional IGBTs or FETs. So there are several benefits to the silicon carbide technology, and we're using it in this new product line for both the input stage, the isolation stage, as well as the inverter output. So all three power conversion stations are taking full advantage of silicon carbide technology, allowing us to offer an incredible amount of power density that was impossible just 5-10 years ago.
All right, now you've given a pretty good intro to the AGX series. Now, of what you've mentioned and maybe what you haven't yet, which of the AGX series stats did you really want to underline, and how does the product compare to the competition?
Well, it's got a lot of the typical capabilities that you want from an AC source. It's got voltage ranges, but we're able to push the voltage ranges higher now. You typically used to have about a 250, 300 volt range. We're now going to 350 volts and three-phase, single-phase mode. We're in three-phase applications. We can support 600 volts line-to-line with a single unit. For higher voltages, we can put two units in series to double that voltage. So those are some significant capabilities that are beyond what's typically offered. And then, of course, the same applies to the power and the current ranges. They are considerably higher current. We also use constant power voltage ranges. So instead of having a high and a low range, which was very common in the traditional sense, we now offer a constant power range. So as the voltage goes higher, the power stays the same. So the current will be a function of the power and the voltage combined. But it requires you no longer switching between the high and the low range to switch between, let's say, 120 volts and 230 volts to test a universal input product that has a wide input voltage range. So instead of switching ranges or having to always upgrade on the high range where you lose some of the current at the higher voltages, you can now stay on the same range, so you don't have to range switch anymore. So those are some other benefits that come with some of the new technology that we're able to leverage here.
Okay, Herman, well, before I let you go, what sort of applications does the AGX series target?
Well, for first of all, it can do all the conventional applications that you used to do with a normal AC source, obviously, because it still acts as a capable AC source. but it also allows you to test, you know, bidirectional products. So I mentioned some examples earlier, you know, PV inverters are a good example, bidirectional charging systems, but also a lot of, you know, motors and inductors that have the ability to kick back energy. A conventional AC source usually is not designed to absorb that energy, so it may protect itself and shut off. But a regenerative AC source, it will, you know, absorb that energy and just put it back on the grid. If it's more than it can absorb right away, it'll just start putting it back on the power grid. So not only does it allow you to run those kinds of loads and deal with those kinds of conditions of the load, but it also saves you energy. And because of that, one of the additional features that we offer on the new AGX series is not only can it be used as an AC voltage source or an AC current source, you can also use it as an electronic load. So it becomes, if you want, an AC-DC regenerative electronic load that allows you to load, you know, power source, and instead of dissipating that into heat and warming up the room and having to turn on your HVAC system, you can basically run it into the AGX in load mode, and it will put that energy just back on the grid, so you're not losing any efficiency there, and you can actually run a fair amount of load without having to pull a lot of power from the grid at all. So you can run much larger test loads now, or test setups, than you would normally be able to do with the power coming into your facility. So that's one of the other big benefits of bidirectional, not only sources, but in this case also bidirectional electronic loads, because they can be combined in the same unit.
Thanks, Herman. I want to thank you for your time, and to our audience, thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.